This is the Prophet's Picks, and guess what? You can hear my show during the NFL offseason as well as the NFL regular season. And right now it is the offseason, so I hope you're enjoying everything that is going on with your particular team. Listen to my show the month of May, the month of March, the month of April, the month of January, all 12 months of the year, and pay close attention because coming up next, yet another off-season recording for the NFL, and hopefully it is your favorite NFL team. The Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show, found everywhere. Apple iTunes, Amazon, Audible, wherever podcasts are available. Download the show today, The Prophet's Picks Football Podcast. Everybody stay safe out there. One. Good afternoon. Happy Monday. 10 minutes after the top of the hour on a May Day, May the 20th, 2020. For happy Monday to everybody out there. This is the Prophet's Picks Football Podcast, off-season slate of shows, and yes, the combination of phase one and phase two of the off-season continues this 2024 off-season in the NFL here on the Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show. I hope everybody had a wonderful Monday afternoon. I know that I was very, very, very productive on today. Got a lot accomplished and a lot of positive vibes going on right now here at the Prophet's Picks Studios /Media Centers here in Houston, Texas. Yet another studio, yet another new location. And this one is by far one of the best locations yet. The previous one that I had before this one that I just moved out of a few weeks ago to start this month on Friday, May the 3rd, is when I got into this new studio. The last one before this one was a pretty nice one. And the one before that one in Beaumont, it was okay. All three locations extremely unique in their own ways. And I'm going to be honest, this is the best one yet. Super duper focused, especially when I'm able to work the 9 to 5 before I clock out for the day and then take time to do a podcast show if I want to do a podcast show, or rehab the foot injury that I suffered during NFL draft weekend on that Friday. So yeah, things are looking up. God is good and everything is going good for me, working out in my favor. And on today, I will, in fact, talk to everyone out there about the Arizona Cardinals from the 2023 NFL season. And I will also talk just a little bit about the roster and the current players on the roster. Of course, we all know the first five seasons of this podcast show during the offseason, I would do what we call the season review shows. And then after I did the season review shows, I would do the roster review shows pre and post NFL drafts, depending on which team I was on at that particular time of the year, hence the pre or post NFL draft. And again, almost a month post 2024 NFL draft, and it was a sight to behold in the city of Detroit this past year's NFL draft. Looking forward to next year's draft, but gonna stay on track here. This is the off-season show here at the Prophet's Picks Football Podcast Show, and once again, it is the 4-13 season review of the 2023 Arizona Cardinals, or the 2023 season review show of the 4-13 Arizona Cardinals. Once again, hope everybody is having a great Monday, as it is now 5:13 p.m. Eastern Atlantic, Eastern Standard Time. It is closing time somewhere. Lift up those drinks, whatever drink it is, whether it's a virgin beverage or an alcoholic beverage. whatever it is that you like to drink out there, it is time to do so, because it is after work, after a very long Monday afternoon. The day started out pretty quickly, started to fly by pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden, the day hit the skids and slowed down majorly. And I'm speaking for me personally. Got super duper sleepy, and then woke up after the lunch hour, and got refocused, rezoned, and knocked it out of the park. I am super proud of myself today. Here's the problem, and this is the problem that not only I have, but this is the problem that everybody has if they are honest with themselves, and that is this: going 100 consistently day in and day out. And it's something that only the greats can do. And those greats in the NFL were Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, those greats in the NBA, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, most specifically for me. And then, of course, back in the day, Bill Russell, Luke Chamberlain, guys like that, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. For us that are not in sports, we got to take it to the limit. Take it to the limit each and every single day. And we got to be 100 consistently each and every day. So I take it a day at a time. We'll see what happens on tomorrow. Once again, 5:15 p.m. Eastern, 4:15 p.m. Central on a Monday, May the 20th, 2024. It is approximately 3:15 p.m. Mountain, and it is 2:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Once again, good afternoon. Welcome back to yet another edition of the Prophets Picks Football Podcast off-season slate of shows, the 2023 4-13 season review show for your Arizona Cardinals. And if you are an Arizona Cardinals fan, guess what? This is your show. I'm going to talk about why your team went 4-13, how your team went 4-13, and then I'm going to talk about what the future looks like just a little bit towards the end of the show, as I am making my way up the totem pole from the worst teams to the best teams from last season. Normally these shows are about 25 to 40 minutes long. The longest one was the first one, of course, which was the 2023 2015 Carolina Panthers. So looking to cut down on the talk time today. Last show was last week before the torrential catastrophic storms that swept through here and knocked me out of work basically for an entire day last Friday. My power went out at 7 p.m. last Thursday night, and I was without power for 24 plus hours, 27 hours and 43 minutes to be specific. You all know how technical I am, right? And it was not a nightmare, thank God. I was able to mentally stay sane. read the Bible. I sung out loud. I got outside on my little wheelie bike because, again, I did have foot surgery a few weeks ago. And I was able to stay sane for as long as I possibly could. And then voila, power came back on, was restored late Friday night. And I was able to sleep peacefully. Even if the power did not come back on Friday night, I still would have been able to sleep peacefully because, again, this is one of the best studio setups that I have had up to date. And something I always say, hey, I am not going to be where I am this year at this point in time next year. And I hope people catch the revelation of that. It's really important to speak life into yourself, to speak things into existence. Off the mainland, 1:17 p.m. Alaskan time, 17 minutes after noon, Hawaiian Standard Time, aloha, all of the Hawaiian Islands and the capital of Hawaii, Honolulu. This is 2023 season review show of the 2023 4-13 Arizona Cardinals. All right, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. Franchise quarterback is Kyler Murray. Still, Kyler Murray returned. He started up a little bit slowly, as expected, returning from that knee injury. But man, when he got his footing back, he got really scary, really fast. And Cardinals, they ended up not being an easy out towards the end of the year. However, it's just a little bit scary when you think about how competitive and how good the NFC West could have really been if Kyler Murray does not get hurt late at the end of the 2022 NFL season, which prompted him to miss a good chunk of last season before he finally returned. And if you all don't believe me, I'm going to prove it to you in a few moments. But first and foremost, Arizona Cardinals in 2023. Again, Kyler Murray missed a bunch of games with that knee injury that he suffered late in the 2022 NFL season. At the end of the day, you had a week one game against the Washington Commanders, and it was a 20-16 win for the Commanders. That was week one, September the 10th. Week two, a loss to the G-Men, a loss that was not by many points at all. It was a 31-28 loss. And then we had the Joshua Dobbs show. Joshua Dobbs show that started out pretty good for Joshua Dobbs. It went from Arizona to Atlanta to Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. Beg your pardon, Joshua Dobbs did not play for the Falcons. He beat the Falcons in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, as a Minnesota Viking. And Joshua Dobbs, off the top of my head right now, I cannot tell you where he is. But he is, if I'm not mistaken, no longer with the Minnesota Vikings. But he continues to play an integral role as a backup player. And it's important to know what your role is when you are in the NFL. It's important to know what your role is outside of sports. Again, going 100 every single day is not easy. We are all human. We all have up days and down days. People want to label it bipolar, or they want to label it mood swings, or they want to label it as you need to be on some type of medication. No, every single individual has up days and down days. The problem is, how do you manage your down days? You don't want to be too high. You don't want to be too low. You want to have a middle ground there where you're balanced. And at the end of the day, Joshua Dobbs came on hot and strong September the 24th, the week three. And it was a 28-16 win against the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott and company. So yeah, Joshua Dobbs, he is that type of guy. He is middle of the road, balanced, but he knows what his role is. And he's never too high, never too low. And he's a very smart guy, by the way. If you know what Joshua Dobbs' major was at the University of Tennessee and what he has a degree in, it would blow your mind. I know. Of course I know. October the 1st was week four for the Cardinals, and the 49ers absolutely blew the Cardinals off the field as expected, 35-16. Cardinals started the season out last year with one win and three losses. And then week five against the Cincinnati Bengals, 34-20 winning there for Cincinnati. Week six, a loss to the Rams, 26-9. Another loss to the Seattle Seahawks on the road, back-to-back weeks in the division. Week seven, 10-point loss to the Seahawks, the other bird team that is in the same division of the Cardinals. And that, once again, that final was 20-10, 10 points. And then it was another Burr Bowl type of game, as it was week eight, loss to the Baltimore Ravens in Arizona, 31-24. The Cardinals went on the road in week nine to Cleveland, and they were blown off the field, eviscerated off the field, 27-0 shutout. 25-23 by this time, I believe, Mr. Dobbs was with the Minnesota Vikings. And the Cardinals defeated my Atlanta Falcons 25-23. And I remember that prediction week, I said for a fact that the Falcons would find a way to lose that game. And I was right. They did. They found a way to lose the game. 21-16 loss to the Houston Texans for the Arizona Cardinals in week 11. Week 12, lost to the Los Angeles Rams, 37-14. They got beat down by the Rams twice last season, but at least in that second meeting, the Cardinals were able to score 14 points, which is two touchdowns. At the Pittsburgh Steelers, Arizona Cardinals defeated the Steelers, y'all, last season, shockingly. Three wins there, their third win of the season, late in the season. It was the first weekend in December. It was also NCAA championship football weekend as well. And that was, of course, the weekend of December the 3rd, 2023. Y'all want to know what the final score was? Of course, it was 24-10. 45-29 win for the 49ers in week 15, as week 14 was a bye week for the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals then went to the city in which they once called home, and they played against the Bears. Lost to Justin Fields and company 27-16. Justin Fields, of course, now in Pittsburgh. Speaking of the Cardinals defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers last season. Week 17, Christmas Eve was the Bears game. New Year's Eve was the Eagles game. I will never forget that New Year's for as long as I live. And those of you that know me, you don't know why. There's only three people that know me, that individual, and God. And well, there's one other person that knows, but he probably wouldn't remember because he and I are a lot alike when it comes to forgetting those things that have happened to us and putting those things in the past, leaving them in the past and moving forward. Let it go, letting go. So I guess I'm contradicting myself because Christmas Eve 2023, I will never forget that night for as long as I shall live. 35-31, Cardinals defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is where the Cardinals got Kyler Murray back, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals were a tough out. They were a tough out against the Bears. They were a tough out against the Eagles, and they defeated the Eagles, shocking all of us, by the way. Eagles was on a multiple-game slide at that time, though. And then the Seahawks barely defeated the Cardinals to start the new year on January the 7th. 21-20 was the final there. Seahawks won that football game by 1 point alone, just 1 point. What am I saying? They barely won that football game. And Arizona Cardinals, not going to be an easy out this season. They're going to be a tough out. Arizona Cardinals, once again, a record of 4-13. That gave them a win percentage of .235. Their home record, 2 wins and 6 losses. Their road record, 2 wins and 7 losses. In the division as in the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, a record of no wins and 6 losses. Arizona did not win one single divisional game in the 2023 NFL season. And that poses a significant problem. You have to at least win one game in your division every year. At least one. What am I saying? You have to win at least one game against your divisional opponents in all 32 NFL teams in all 8 divisions has 3 divisional opponents. You have to defeat at least one of those opponents every single season to at least break even and have a chance for the postseason. In the NFC, another issue. Cardinals went 3-9. They scored 330 points offensively as a team. And last but certainly not least, their defense allowed 455 points. Defense allowed a lot of points. And those two things does not mesh well at the end of it all when you are trying to be a winning team. Let's look at the draft for the Arizona Cardinals really quickly. And again, the number one thing that went wrong for the Arizona Cardinals was, and I already told you this, hopefully you caught it. If you didn't catch it, I'll tell you again. But the number one thing that went wrong for the Arizona Cardinals, I can tell you multiple times, over and over and over again. Number one, their superstar quarterback was not in play. He was not playing. That was the biggest hurdle that the Arizona Cardinals faced on last year. They had no Kyler Murray. They had no Kyler Murray, bottom line. You have to have a superstar quarterback like Kyler Murray on the football field if you want to even have a chance. Did the Arizona Cardinals win games that they should not have won? Yes, they did. They won a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. They caught the Eagles while the Eagles were having a a very difficult time, and they were, of course, considered at their worst. But at the end of the day, yeah, you want to catch teams when they are down and out. The Eagles were down and out when the Cardinals caught them. The Pittsburgh Steelers, we already know Kenny Pickett ends up not being Dan Marino, the draft pick that was missed years ago by the Steelers. Steelers had an opportunity to draft Dan Marino, and they ended up not drafting him. So, yeah, of course, they'll never forget that. He was the quarterback, of course, from the University of Pittsburgh. And then we were all hoping, me included, was hoping that Kenny Pickett would be the quarterback from Pittsburgh that the Steelers would end up not missing on. And, well, we all know that Kenny Pickett is in the city of brotherly love with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, but this show is not about Kenny Pickett, the Steelers, or the Eagles. This show is about the 4-13 Arizona Cardinals from the 2023 NFL season. All right, what is next on the agenda for this show? Bottom line is the Cardinals did not have Kyler Murray. That's what I was getting at. That's the point that I was getting ready to make before I got a little bit sidetracked. But yeah, that's the bottom line. You have to have Kyler Murray at your quarterback position if you are going to have a chance to be in every single game. And, you know, Cardinals defense, they played valiantly throughout the year. Offense played valiantly throughout the year. But ultimately, you need Kyler Murray. Every team in the NFC West won at least 9 games, and I'm referring to the Seattle Seahawks when I'm talking about that. 9 games or more in the NFC West. And it was not an easy road to hoe for any of the teams, not only in the NFL, period, but definitely none of the NFC West teams last year, because number one, they cannibalize each other. They take each other out each and every year, just like every other division does, the other 7 divisions. And then at the end of the day, other teams that they have to play. So not a good year for the Cardinals. Draft picks. And it seems like the Cardinals always end up having a cornerback on their roster with the last name of Davis. But and I'll get to who I'm referring to about that last name Davis in a moment. But Marvin Harrison Jr., the pressure's on. First round draft pick, 4th overall, NFL Draft 2024 for the Arizona Cardinals. The pressure is on Marvin Harrison Jr. because his father was Marvin Harrison. His father played with Peyton Manning. Kyler Murray, nowhere near Peyton Manning status as of yet. But who's to say he will never get there? There's a possibility that he will. He still can make it. Peyton Manning in a lot of postseasons. Peyton Manning went up against Brady. Peyton Manning went up against Flacco. Peyton Manning went up against Steve Air McNair. God rest your soul, Mr. McNair. Peyton Manning went up against a lot of greats. Peyton Manning also in a Super Bowl against the Bears in Miami Gardens, Florida, he won. In a Super Bowl against the New Orleans Saints in Miami Gardens, Florida, yet again, he lost. In a Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks in East Rutherford, New Jersey, he lost. In a Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos, again, against the Carolina Panthers, he won. So he ends up with a Super Bowl record of 2-2. And Peyton Manning also ends up with a record of a losing one against the great Tom Brady. But how many quarterbacks and coaches can say that they have a winning record against Tom Brady? Anyways, Darius Robinson ends up being the 27th overall pick. Edge rusher, defensive end, outside linebacker, depending on what the defense is. I'm just like Bill Parcells with the old man, get off my lawn with that. Edge what? I mean, I get it. He's coming off the edge, but an edge player is either going to be a defensive end or an outside linebacker in the 34 defense. I mean, come on. Enough already. Max Melton, at cornerback from Rutgers University. Arizona Cardinals, those top 4 picks, very scary. Trey Benson from Florida State, very scary. We're going to talk about those top 4 picks. Trey Benson was considered to be the number one running back in the NFL draft. He does not have a lot of wear and tear on his body from collegiate football years. And look, Nick Saban is gone. How many universities in college football, how many universities are left in which running backs are going to have to worry about being just basically hammered into the ground? Harbaugh is now the Chargers head coach. We all know Blake Corum had a lot of carries in his collegiate career. And then that running back from Missouri, speaking of Darius Robinson as an edge rusher from the University of Missouri, he had over 900 carries in his collegiate career, but he also had a bunch of injuries. So I really want to pay attention to him this year in the NFL to see how long he lasts in the NFL. And it's not that I want to see somebody go down. That has nothing to do with it. It's just that you want to see players like that. I can't think of his name, but it was a running back from Missouri. I'll think of it in another show, most likely. When you see a player like that, you want to see them overcome the odds. You want to see them overcome the obstacles. You want to see them control the narrative. And when you have a player from college football that has over 450 carries, like Blake Corum, like another running back, and I can't think of right now. I was deep into my magazine last Friday when the power was out all day long. And yeah, that running back from Missouri, 900 plus carries in college football. However, the head coaches that are going to make their running backs just run the football each and every game, each and every player of each and every game, those guys are no longer in the college ranks. And one of those guys is retired. That's Nick Saban. The other guy, Harbaugh. Once again, congratulations to the Blue, the amazing Blue. They did, in fact, win their first national championship in decades. And getting back on track with this show here, Isaiah Adams, offensive tackle from Illinois, a mid-round pick, 7th in the third round, 18th in the third round, tight end Tip Ryman from Illinois as well, 27th pick in the third round, Elijah Jones, cornerback, Boston College. And then the Cardinals had a 4th-round pick and 2 5th-round picks, Dadreon Taylor, Demerson, safety, Texas Tech, Xavier Thomas, another edge rusher, but from the University of Clemson. That just goes to show you that college recognition or college names has no notoriety if a player is considered a great player, because Missouri, who thinks about Missouri when you're talking about collegiate football, right? Not a lot of people. And University of Missouri tried to make that thing change around years ago when they jumped into the SEC and joined SEC for college football. And their first few years, they were very successful. They were stomping the heck out of Georgia the first couple of years in the SEC conference play. Not only that, they were in the conference championship game, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they won the SEC East their first few years in the SEC. But that's neither here nor there. Clemson, honestly, a better university overall when it comes to football, and they've been a lot longer established. But that just goes to show you, if a player is considered to be better, it doesn't matter what college he played at. As once again, Darius Robinson from a lesser-known collegiate football school in Missouri, and then Xavier Thomas goes 3rd in the 5th round. University of Texas, 27th in the 5th round, Christian Jones, wide receiver, Tejaun Palmer, T-E-J-H-A-U-N, wide receiver, University of Alabama, Birmingham, the only 6th-round pick. And getting back to my comment about the Arizona Cardinals always seem to end up having a cornerback on their roster with the last name of Davis, cornerback as in C-O-R-N-E-R, cornerback, Jaden Davis, for the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals always seem to have a cornerback defensively on the defensive side of the football with the last name of Davis. So now I go into the part of the show, as I am now over 25 minutes in. I'm going to quickly talk to you about the rest of the roster as I gave you the draft picks. Once again, this is the 2023-4-13 season review of your Arizona Cardinals fans. I hope you are enjoying Desmond Ridder at quarterback, going into his third year at the University of Cincinnati. He was expected to be the guy under the Arthur Smith regime for my Atlanta Falcons, a regime that ended as quickly as it started. As Raheem Morris is now the head coach in Atlanta for my Atlanta Falcons, and Desmond Ridder, guess what? Traded to the Arizona Cardinals. He will battle it out with Clayton Tune. University of Houston, H-Town is present on the Arizona Cardinals roster, as it'll be Clayton Tune versus Desmond Ridder for that backup role. We all know Kyler Murray will be the starter. Kyler Murray, he better harp on it, and he better start getting on it, and he better start getting into it. He's in his sixth season this year. And yeah, you were hurt 1 year. You missed basically the majority of one season, rolling over into another season, so you still have some tread on your tires because of the injury. But guess what? This is not college. And at the end of the day, you need to start winning and start winning now, because there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to play until you're 35, 36, 37 years of age. Quarterbacks are playing deeper into their careers nowadays. However, everybody's not Tom Brady playing until you're 40 and 44, 45 years of age. So you want to hop on it, and you want to hop on it right now. And Russell Wilson, his body type, he has proven that a prototypical quarterback physically like Kyler Murray can in fact get it done with that type of body structure. Kyler Murray, 5'10", 207, University of Oklahoma. Quarterback classroom, because of Kyler Murray, is an A+. Running backs, Michael Carter, formerly of the New York Football Jets. He's a part of the crew. DJ Dallas, a former Seattle Seahawk from W, he joins the Arizona Cardinals. Tony Jones, formerly of the New Orleans Saints. He kind of favors, believe it or not, Marshawn Lynch with his smile and the way that he poses for his team photo. But I don't know about his running style. I haven't seen a lot of Tony Jones on the football field. James Conner, James the Terminator Conner. He is still in Arizona, former Pittsburgh Steeler. He went to the University of Pittsburgh as well, going into his eighth year. When you have Conner, when you have DJ Dallas, when you have role players like Carter, DeMarcado, guy that I didn't talk about, don't have the time to talk about him, and Tony Jones, you have a running back classroom that has the potential to be an A+, but unfortunately, as of right now, because of where James Conner is in his career, that running back classroom is a B-. All right, wide receivers. I already talked about it a little bit. Draft pick, first round, Marvin Harrison Jr., and oh my God, I have to self-correct myself. Please forgive me. Trey Benson, the rookie from Florida State. Unsigned draft picks for the Cardinals. Their top players have not been signed yet. And Marvin Harrison Jr., number one wide receiver coming into the league. He's bigger than his dad was. He's 6'4", 205. Wide receiver room is A+. Excuse me. Forgive me for that. Because of running back James the Terminator Conner, and then of course role players DJ Dallas and the other guys that I told you about. Yeah, that running back classroom is an A+ as well. My bad, Arizona, please forgive me. I forgot about looking at the unsigned draft pick portion of the roster. All right, so you got Marvin Harrison Jr., the number one guy. You have role guys at wide receiver that can in the right role, emphasis on the road role, make this wide receiver classroom a lot better than what it actually is. In all honesty, role, once again, emphasis on the road role players. That's all these wide receivers are for the Cardinals. They're just a bunch of role players, with the exception of Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the reason why the Arizona Cardinals had to have a top draft pick. Excuse me, that it was in fact in the position of a wide receiver. Former Indianapolis Colts Zach Pascal at wide receiver, former New York Jet Jeff Smith. Michael Wilson was a draft pick for the Cardinals a couple of years ago. Mainstay Greg Dortch, who was a special teams guy, 5'7", very small. Zay Jones had a few good years with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Andre Basiella from the University of Washington going into his second year. Look, I'm telling you who these guys are. You're like, who the heck are these guys? As I'm reeling their names off, calling their names off. You have no idea. Chris Moore. Who are these guys, right? I know who they are because, number one, I play Madden. Number two, I pay attention to the NFL. Or if you want to flip it around, number one, I pay attention to the NFL. And number two, I play Madden. So at the end of the day, I know who these guys are. But a lot of you all don't know who these guys are because they're not mainstay. They're not household names at wide receivers. So quite frankly, it's only because of Marvin Harrison Jr. that this wide receiver classroom is a B minus. Tight ends, I'm going to tell you right now. With Tip Riemann getting hooked up with Trey McBride, there's a lot of potential. But the question is that potential going to manifest into production? That's the question. And right now, tight end classroom is at best, C+. Offensive line, a lot of guys on the offensive line. A mainstay holdover, Kelvin Beachum, former Stiller. He's going into his 13th season. Hopefully he makes it out of training camp. Will Hernandez, a former Giant. He's going into his 7th year. Texas El Paso University. And these are just a few guys. Again, I don't have the time to roll off all of their names. We got the draft picks, Christian Jones. We also have Paris Johnson Jr., who was a high pick from Ohio State a couple of years ago. Jonah Williams, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals, going into his 6th year. I know I said Bengals wrong. I said Bengals. I do that from time to time. Respect to Chris Berman. That's where I got that from. Tristan Collin as well, going into his 5th year from Missouri. Former Seattle Seahawk divisional player. Evan Brown. Evan Brown also played for the New York Football Giants. Dennis Daly, going into his 6th year at 6'6", 326, University of South Carolina Gamecocks. Look, this offensive line for the Arizona Cardinals can be better than what they actually are right now. And I have to give this offensive line a C+ until they play themselves into something better. Offense, because of Kyler Murray, because of the draft picks at running back and at wide receiver, this offense is a B+. And they have the potential and they have a ceiling that they can burst through, but it's all depending on the offensive line. Offensive line is going to protect the running back, open up lanes for him to run the football through, whether that's Trey Benson or James Conner. Offensive line is going to keep the quarterback standing up, looking at his targets, not on his back, looking up at either a dome ceiling or our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the sky, laying on his back after being crushed in a sack. Defensive line for the Cardinals, former Seahawk LJ Collier, going into a 6th year from TCU. Naquan Jones, Ray Lopez, the former Houston Texan, draft pick from about 4 years ago. Rookie Miles Murphy, who is a huge addition for this Arizona Cardinals defense from the University of North Carolina. Holdover Bilal Nichols, going into his 7th year. Again, another position classroom on the football field for the Arizona Cardinals, in which not a bunch of name recognizable players, or should I say household name players, but the potential is there. Again, will the potential manifest itself into production? Trying to keep this show at 40 minutes. Defensive line, C+. Linebackers in the middle, former Bengal, Marcus Bailey, Chris Barnes going into his 5th year. A lot of guys' names that I will not take the liberty of even trying to pronounce, but I'm going to tell you right now, linebackers in the middle for the Cardinals get an A+. Former New England Patriots, Mack Wilson Sr., and then Kazir White, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles. He joined the Cardinals last year during the offseason. Linebackers in the middle for the Arizona Cardinals, once again, A+. Defensive line is a C+. The outside linebackers, A+ as well. I mean, Xavier Collins is only going to get better going into his 4th year. B.J. Ojulari, he's going into his 2nd year from LSU. We know who his brother is. He is pretty good. Cameron Thomas, he is an underrated role player at outside linebacker going into his 3rd year from San Diego State University. Xavier Thomas is a rookie, University of Clemson. He's joining the Arizona Cardinals. And again, outside linebackers, inside linebackers, both A+. Dennis Gardecki going into his 7th year as well as an outside linebacker for the Cardinals. Once again, D-line, C+. Linebackers in the middle and outside, A+. Linebacker classroom is an A. Question is, what's going on in the secondary? Sean Murphy bunting, formerly of the Buccaneers last year. He was with the Titans going into his sixth year. Starlin Thomas the fifth going into his second year. UAB Garrett Williams going into his second year at cornerback. He is looking to be a starting Pro Bowl caliber type of cornerback. Can everything that he did positively roll on over until this season? We will see. Elijah Jones, Jayton Davis, and then of course Max Milton, the cornerbacks that are a part of this year's rookie class, whether they were drafted or whether they was undrafted rookie free agents. Guess what? This cornerback classroom, until they show me differently, is a C+. All right, to end the show, and I hope you've enjoyed it thus far as I've given you a lot of information. Buda Baker at safety. Buda Baker is Buda Baker, right? We got Verone McKinley III going into his second year. I believe he was with the Dolphins, at least for one season, whether that was practice squad or whatever. He was there long enough to take a team photo. That's how I know he was with the Dolphins. He has on a Dolphins jersey. Jalen Thompson and Buda Baker are the safeties that you want to pay attention to when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals. And then, of course, role player Andre Shashare from the University of San Jose State going into his fourth year. This has been the 2023-4-13 season review /roster review of your Arizona Cardinals. Hey, we are getting ready for the football season. And as we get ready for the 2024 NFL season, I am wrapping up, or should I say, reminding you of what happened last season. And I am also preparing you for the players that are on the field this coming season. This has been the Prophets Picks Football Podcast Show. I'm feeling good today. Broken foot, repaired and all. 4-13 Commanders coming up next. Everybody stay safe out there. One.